Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you. And again, we send greetings to our friends everywhere. Well, every president is faced with decisions that could change our world. Perhaps one of the greatest decisions President Reagan has had to make was to launch a series of airstrikes against targets in Libya, declared the president.
And for us to ignore, by inaction, the slaughter of American civilians and American soldiers, whether in nightclubs or airline terminals, is simply not in the American tradition. When our citizens are abused or attacked anywhere in the world on the direct orders of a hostile regime, we will respond so long as I'm in this Oval Office.
President Reagan added this warning.
I warn that there should be no place on earth where terrorists can rest and train and practice their deadly skills. I meant it. I said that we would act with others if possible and alone if necessary to ensure that terrorists have no sanctuary anywhere. Tonight, we have. Thank you. God bless you.
Well, the question remains, did the president make the right decision? In view of the threats and past reputation of Colonel Gaddafi, the answer might be given that he did. However, in view of what lies ahead, it may one day be proven that World War III was launched the night we dropped bombs on Libya. Our friends will be back after this message. I know of no more urgent time for the message of Bible prophecy to be heard than now. We believe we're living in the last days leading up to the coming of our Lord. While we don't like to see confrontations such as faced with Libya, we know the Bible describes the coming of the lawless one, the Antichrist, who will be the very embodiment of evil. We're also reminded, because iniquity or lawlessness shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. Think of it. Proverbs 15:1 we read, a soft answer turneth away wrath, but grievous words stir up anger. Our Lord, who did not forbid the use of the sword, was far more ready to say, put up again thy sword into his place. For all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Maybe it's time we concentrate on those words of Jesus. In a nuclear age, we should not be so quick to retaliate and yell war with each provocative act. While we can and should attempt to stop acts of terrorism wherever they may be, we cannot point out one country alone and make it the scapegoat for all acts of terrorism. If so, what about Syria? What about the IRA? What of Marxist groups all over the world that seek the destruction of our way of life? Understand, we prevented acts of terrorism before they happened because of our intelligence. While the finger may point to Libya as being the main source of other acts of terrorism, let it be a unified action of all freedom-loving states rather than for the United States alone to begin bombing raids on Libyan targets. Turn to Ezekiel chapter 38, where we have Gog in the land of Magog preparing to launch an invasion of Israel in the latter days. Perhaps this was not Gog's initial intention, but as a result of situations and circumstances, we read concerning Gog, thou shalt think an evil thought. That evil thought is to say, I will go up to the land of unwalled villages. I will go to them that are at rest, that dwell safely. And so we read, therefore, son of man, prophesy and say unto Gog, thus saith the Lord God, in that day when my people of Israel dwelleth safely, shalt thou not know it. Thou shalt come from thy place out of the north parts, thou and many people with thee, all of them riding upon horses, a great company, a mighty army. Thou shalt come up against my people of Israel as a cloud to cover the land. Notice, it shall be in the latter days. As yet, this prophecy has not been fulfilled. If there ever was an attempt being planned for the invasion of Israel, it is now being promoted by leaders of the Middle East, including Gaddafi. The United States is not the primary target. Israel is the main target. So all of the acts of terrorism are primarily aimed at Israel. However, we have become involved because we don't think terrorists should go unpunished. However, what we want you to see is this. When Gog of Magog begins this invasion by marching south toward Palestine, it involves these nations that are identified in the scriptures: Persia, which is Iran, and Libya. Did you hear it? Libya is named as accompanying Gog in his march on Israel. So we can't help but ask the question, is what we are doing about Libya a provocative action that will only encourage the fulfillment of this prophecy? If it's God's timing, then we can know we're living in the end time. Russia had expressed the desire for Libya to carry out her own future, but Gaddafi has called upon the Soviet Union for support. So it may be later than we think. What should be our responsibility then in this perilous hour? I believe it's best expressed in Joel chapter 2, where we read, "Therefore also now saith the Lord, turn ye even to me with all your heart, with fasting and with weeping and with mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments, and turn unto the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and of great kindness, and repenteth him of the evil." Verse 17, notice, "Let the priests, the ministers of the Lord, weep between the porch and the altar, and let them say, Spare thy people, O Lord. Give not thine heritage to reproach, that the heathen should rule over them. Wherefore should they say among the people, Where is their God?" Ah, beloved, it's time we realize our future is in jeopardy. Our freedom is threatened. And if communism were to take over this country, we would be left without our freedoms that are taken for granted. We can't stop Cuba from sending forces to countries where they seek to spread communism. How then can we think we can deal with the threat of terrorism in Libya? Stop terrorism in one area, it will start in another. As we see it, the place to begin to halt the spread of communism and terrorism, which is spreading like a wildfire, is at our church's altars. We need to awaken to the seriousness of the threats which we face. We need to go to fasting and to prayer. Ministers need to call their people to cry out to God, lest the enemies of freedom will prevail. And it will be said among the people, Where is their God? If we will seek the face of God, we read, then will the Lord be jealous for his land and pity his people. We read where the Lord says, I will remove far off from you the northern army and will drive him into a land barren and desolate. Well, this may have been a promise to Israel, but the principle is still the same. Seek first the Lord and all things shall be added. Now, surely we need to take a stand. We need to deal with the threat in South America. We must concern ourselves with terrorism's tactics of those trained in Libya. But we can't leave out God. We can't forget the Lord. Ministers who love the Lord but refuse to worship with those who similarly serve the Lord will be found on their knees together when the very survival of our nation is at stake. So we ask, why not begin now? Why not join together now in praying for God to protect our freedom, to keep our nation safe, preserving us from godless forces that would take over at once if they could? One of these days, tribulation will come. And as we see it, the only hope for believers from the victory of godless forces under the Antichrist is the coming of Jesus Christ for his own. Thus we're commanded to watch and pray always, that we may be found worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass and to stand before the Son of Man. So come to Christ, repent of sin, turn from all that you know to be wrong. For God can't hear us if we have iniquity in our hearts. Trust Christ as your Savior and Lord. Then be ye therefore ready also, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Will you be ready to go?
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.